perfect day for Mitch Berger. Good to talk to you, Mitch.
Good to be here, buddy. Ruben who?
Ruben Brown. Technically, for some reason, something's going on in Rob Ray's attic and we couldn't get the signal.
I'm making up for Ruben's absence.
The question is, where have you been, Ruben Brown? You're in the attic now. Where you been, buddy?
You know, Rob's got all of these new stuffed animals that he wants me to hang on the wall and everything. And, you know, I'm sorry, guys. Please forgive me.
So you were redecorating, and someone has redecorated the exterior of Mitch Berger. Mitch, why are you dressed like Tom Brady?
It's Halloween, buddy, and I figure I go as the best looking, the coolest, most successful quarterback in the world. Threw for four touchdowns this week. I'm married to a model. Who else would I go as?
And he's wearing shoulder pads. Okay, so you guys got your fingers on the button to blow things up. Let's start with Andy Reid. Would you blow him up right now and fire him, Ruben?
Yes, blow him up. The ship has sailed. It's time for new coaching. He's run out of options. When you're on TV and you don't know what it is that your team, why your team's losing, it's time for you to go. Blow him up. Get him out.
I say forget that. You don't know what you're talking about, Ruben. I say keep Andy Reid. Nobody's going to right this ship but Andy Reid right now. He's their only chance. He's got to get it together. This is a tough group of guys to stay in, to operate with. It's Andy Reid or nobody. Finish the season.
Okay, so let's talk about finishing the season. If you want to start to rebuild, there's a good chance Michael Vick won't be there next year. Who starts 2 weeks from now at quarterback, Ruben?
You put in Michael Vick's backup. Yes, and I did say that, and I do mean it, and that's coming from a football guy that knows. Listen, let me tell you something. He needs to go so the team can find out what they really are. How good are they without him? What type of changes they are going to need to make when he's no longer there? Start building for the future.
I would agree with that, but in 5 or 6 weeks, if they keep losing, right now they still have a chance to come back. This rookie, I've never even heard of him. He's got no work with the first unit. He doesn't know what he's doing in the NFL. He's got no experience. Your best chance is Michael Vick for a little while longer.
Tony Romo, I mean, he had an amazing second half. They still lost, but, you know, he's so up and down all over the place. Mitch, do you want Tony Romo as your quarterback?
I don't want Tony Romo as my quarterback, and I don't want Jason Garrett as my coach. I think these two guys together, they can't get it done. They need to get a whole new top staff in Dallas.
My finger is going on the button. I'm going to put my thumb on it because this is a big one. Jerry Jones, blow him up. Get him out of there. Get him out of the coaching meeting rooms. Get him out of the football operations. That's a beautiful stadium, Jerry. It's one of the most beautiful stadiums in the world. Leave it at that. Let the coaching and the playing go to the coaches and players.
Are you going
to
blow up the Redskins playbook, Mitch, first of all, running RG3 downfield to make a cast, and he got drilled. Should that play be taken out?
2 weeks ago, he got knocked out, and they're putting him in a position where he can get knocked out again. Absolutely take that out. But let me say this about the Redskins, man. He has got no help, RG3. He's got no receivers. He's got no defense. He's doing it by himself. Do not make him a receiver. Let him play quarterback.
Boom, do not blow up that playbook because that's probably the most inventive thing that someone's done with a top-notch athlete like RG3 in a long time. He can do it all. Matter of fact, maybe you should put him on punts, kickoff returns, drop him back in nickel coverage because he's by far the best player on their team.
Okay, quickly, before we find out who you guys are giving out the awards to, look at each other right now. Who starts next week for the New York Jets? Mitch, look at Ruben. You go first. Who starts for the Jets, Sanchez or Tebow?
Sanchez starts.
You're not looking at him.
Oh, he's right here.
Yeah.
Sanchez starts, Ruben. Sanchez starts. You know what? I don't care if you start Sanchez. I don't care if you start Tebow. You can start Rex Ryan. You're going to get killed no matter who you start.
Well, the punter gets one. Yes, I agree with that.
Okay.
Absolutely. This ship is sinking, and send everybody to the bottom of the ocean with it.
What a day for offensive linemen, the Jags and the Packers.
Yes.
The Jags tackle Guy Whimper had a touchdown on a fantastic catch. Ruben Brown, did you ever have a tackle eligible play like this?
Oh, my goodness. They used to try to give this to me all the time, but unfortunately, our University of Pittsburgh team was so horrible, we were never in a situation where I could run a tackle eligible. But one glorious time in the Orange Bowl against Miami's tough defense, Warren Sapp, Ray Lewis, I ran for 4 yards first down in a crucial situation.
Hold up the Reuben. Show us who gets the Reuben. We're running out of time. Who gets the Reuben?
Oh, Guy Wimper, you're my man. I'm not even eating it this week because I know you're a big guy and you're hungry.
And the Packers punter. How about this? Tim Mastay with a putrid pass. One for all the punters that show they can't play football. Mitch Berger, how many passes did you throw in your career?
I threw 3 passes. I had 3 completions for 3 interceptions over my career. Hey, every ball got caught.
Who
that's all I
burger?
Can say. And by the
Who
burger,
gets the burger,
since I think I'm going to give it to the second best quarterback in the world, and that's Peyton Manning. Threw for 3 touchdowns and 300 yards to kill the New Orleans Saints. But the reason why I'm Tom Brady is because of the model. I don't want to be Peyton Manning. And this pumpkin pie burger is for you. Let me put that right there, Peyton Manning.
Hold on. You grab the Reuben. Reuben, and you take a bite together, and I'll say thank you because I get last word here. You got to take a bite, man. That's it. It's burger and brown.
What? Wimper beat me up if I eat his sandwich. I'm going to take the fries.
Pumpkin pie burger. Happy Halloween.
Wimper, this is for you, buddy. All the linemen love you.
What a name for a lineman, Wimper. Yeah, it should be, right?
That's what he's making people do right now, Wimper.
That was a hell of a catch, dude. It really was.
It was awesome.
All right,
wow,
thanks, guys.
Pumpkin pie burger is good.